Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you crazy? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're... Whenever it's a new year, it's like my same set of pet peeves. If you say Happy New Year and it's like March 13th, that's all I need to know about you.
That's mailing it in on conversation, but it is an easy go-to. I mean, on the other hand, what do we say when we're doing regular conversation on a daily basis? How you doing? Oh, I'm great. I mean, it's not a real question and a real answer. We're just saying that as we pass by each other. So, I mean, Happy New Year to me doesn't bother me any more or less than the rest of them.
Okay, hold on. Questions. One, how long do you get to say Happy New Year?
At least the first 2 to 3 weeks, I'm guessing. If your Christmas
3 weeks?
Yeah, if your Christmas decorations are still up, you should be able to say Happy New Year.
Oh, all mine are completely down. You know that.
I do know that. And my wife started pulling them all down yesterday, too. And I was like, you know, I was kind of bummed out. I ran into a neighbor on New Year's Eve, and they said, you know what? I leave the lights up. They said, I actually, as a matter of fact, just set up a new Christmas tree yesterday. They had ordered a tree and set it up 5 days after Christmas because they were talking about seasonal depression. So I was like, you know what? I mean, whatever it takes, right? I said, there you go, honey. See, I'm trying to save the neighbor's life. I'm going to leave the lights up till Memorial Day.
That's nuts. So my best friend Danielle, the day after Christmas, it was the 26th,
yeah,
in the middle of the night, she heard a big boom, right? And she went downstairs. The Christmas tree fell. Do you know that her mom put the tree back up? Every single ornament, every single thing. I was like, why wouldn't you just take it down at that point? It's already literally on the floor. She's like, her mom was so dead against it. But I feel like everybody I know this year, for the most part, is like done with the holidays and already taking things down. And I know the whole thing that you got to wait till January 6th or whatever, but I'm over. Like, the day after, done.
I don't know. I disagree. I think I'm with her mom. Keep the spirit going as long as you can. If you steal or hide clothes from your partner to keep them from wearing them, that's all I need to know about you. I got out at the store, you know, on break over the last few days. I was out running around with the wife. And, of course, you know, it's returns and gift card time right at the mall. And I got out at the mall, and my wife looks at me, and it's like she's seeing me for the first time that day, even though we got ready in the same house. You know, we live together and all that stuff. And she says, what is that shirt? She says, I'm throwing out that shirt when we get home. I'm like, wait, this is one of my best thermals right here. She's like, it's faded, it's misshapen, it's going in the trash. And I was like, faded and misshapen, that's me. That's me. This is a mirror of my soul is what this shirt is.
She's just trying to help you out. She sees the things that you don't see, and she sees that you look like a crazy person in that shirt. She wants to get rid of it.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you saw me before I left the house. But, you know, now here at the mall, it's too much.
I don't know. I think I vote for Alicia on this one. Mm. All right, so little things that drive you nuts. What's that thing that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. That's all I need to know about you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.